Green Living Guy back here at you, and I'm looking again still at the view. Thank goodness the sun hasn't gone down yet, so I can check it out all over here. And Meg O'Neill is here from Planet Green. Just got to interview Gloria Rubin, and now I'm hanging out, and we're talking with the head of the Mayor's Sustainability program with the City of New York. And I'll tell you, it definitely looks like it's getting greener. I just got down here, and you know, and I was turning the corner with the cab, and I'm like, whoa. They're blocking streets off left and right, you know, and that's so cool because, and sorry for you guys who like to drive the cars in and your truckers, but bottom line is it's making the air in the city a lot cleaner. So, as they say, and I guess the boogie down Bronx better recognize, right? So tell me about what you're doing and why you're here and how great it is to be here and all that kind of fun stuff.
Excellent. Well, so I lead the Mayor's Office of Sustainability, and 3 years ago, Mayor Bloomberg launched Plan YC, which is our overarching sustainability plan for New York City. It looks ahead to the year 2030, and it covers a wide range of things from housing and open space through things like transportation policy, whether it's about transit or making our streets more friendly for pedestrians and cyclists, all the way up to and including the energy efficiency policies and other things that'll achieve the mayor's 30 by 30 goal of reducing New York City's carbon footprint 30% by the year 2030. Thursday, Earth Day this year, is actually the third anniversary of Plan YC, and the mayor will be speaking in Times Square at a rally celebrating the 40th anniversary of Earth Day.
Yes, I know. I was talking with Pamela Lippi a couple of weeks ago about with Matthew Modine about how cool everything is and how they're really gearing up and the IME campaign. I'm showing the three fingers for everyone and who's looking at the picture of me right now on the Blog Talk Radio show showing myself at the IME campaign. So there we go. And it's just great to have people working in the city. I mean, I'm a New Yorker my whole life, and you know, just to see the city getting cleaner and cleaner every year with the help of Mayor Bloomberg, you know, and also what the city as a whole is more than just one man. You know, his initiatives are great, but one, you know, it takes a whole city to pull it all together, and it takes a lot of planning with a lot of different agencies and departments. As a former employee of NYSERDA and the New York Power Authority, I get it. Yes, and now I get to dress like this. He's dressed in a full suit. I'm dressed hanging out, guys. So that's what happens, and it's great just to see that there are people continuing that. The bike paths, the walkways, the hybrid electric transit buses that are just constantly going off there. So where does the city think that it's heading going forward? Are they on task? Is there more to do? What can people do to help in the city of New York? What can people do even across the country to even get their city to be as aggressive as New York?
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, we've made a lot of progress. So over the last 3 years, we've got 322,000 trees we've planted in
New York. That's for the million trees.
Exactly. So we're nearly one-third of the way towards our 10-year goal. We've got a quarter of the taxi fleet converted to hybrids.
Yes.
200 miles of bike lanes. Last December.
200 miles. I never knew that.
Yeah,
there you go.
200 miles. We also passed what we believe is the most far-reaching package of laws to make existing buildings more energy efficient. It'll require 22,000 of New York City's largest buildings, roughly half of our total square footage, to do energy audits, to change their lights, to do sub-metering, to do annual benchmarking of energy performance. All told, after 10 years, it'll cut New York City's carbon footprint 5%, which is the same as making Oakland carbon neutral. That was
Oakland, carbon neutral. So we say it again. They're going to get it. So it's like going Oakland, carbon neutral. Look at what you guys are doing. It must be waking up every day going, this is great.
It's pretty cool. Of course, there's a lot still to be done.
Yes.
And to your point, you know, people can help. People can make sure they're practicing green living, making sure, I mean, simple stuff like taking shorter showers and turning the lights off, choosing to cycle or take transit or walk rather than get in the car for that short trip, all of those basic things. But then also perhaps coming out to help. Mayor Bloomberg today celebrated the first anniversary of our NYC service campaign, which mobilizes volunteers to do a series of projects, one of which is painting roofs cool.
Right? That's so awesome. That's
roofs.
Great.
We're going to be doing police precincts and libraries and nonprofits with volunteer help, because by painting your roof white,
yes,
you can actually cut
it's a lot better than black.
Significantly.
Right.
And then, of course, there are lots of other things you could do politically. I mean, we will need support to get climate change legislation passed in Washington. That's going to be critical. Full funding for the MTA, because transit is really what makes...
Second Adventist Subway said what? Sorry.
Exactly. And so this is the kind of thing, federal, state, city, individuals, everybody's got to chip in. The good news is we're making progress. The challenge is we've got a long ways to go.
Green Living Guy saying one small step at a time. So here's the step. Help out the city in New York. So listen, if you live in Staten Island, you live in Queens, you live in Brooklyn, you got some backyardage, plant a tree. So they go over a million trees. We don't need just the city to plant a tree, people. Plant a tree. Do something. You know, nowadays, now you can put bees in the city of New York. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Nowadays, you can do gardens in the city of New York. Who would have thought? So it takes one small step every time, and this is what people like are here doing at the Heart of Green. And thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, yeah. And NYPA.
Oh, wow.
And.
So, yeah, now you deserve